يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
Believers, if you fear Allah, He will grant you a criterion and will cleanse you of your sins and forgive you. Allah is the Lord of abounding bounty. He will grant you a criterion. Criterion signifies that which enables one to distinguish the true from the false, the real from the fake. This is the shade of meaning conveyed by the Quranic term Furqan. If a man is God-fearing and tries his best to refrain from acts which displease God, God will create in him the ability to discern for himself at every step which attitude is proper and which is not, which is the path of truth and leads one to God, and which is false and leads one to Satan.
وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ.
And recall how those who disbelieved schemed against you to take you captive or kill you or drive you away. They schemed and Allah also schemed. Allah is the best of those who scheme to take you captive or kill you or drive you away.
This refers to the situation when the Quraysh became certain that Muhammad, peace be upon him too, would migrate to Medina. They realized that once he left Mecca, he would be beyond their reach and they would be confronted with a formidable threat. So they convened a council to decide on a decisive course of action to thwart the menace posed by the Muslims.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا قَالُوا قَدْ سَمِعْنَا قالوا قد سمعنا لو نشاء لقلنا مثل هذا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين.
And when our verses are recited to them, they say, "We have heard. We could, if we willed, compose the like of it. They are nothing but fables of the ancient times."
وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقَّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَوْ ائْتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
And also recall when they said, "O Allah, if this indeed be the truth from you, then rain down stones upon us from heaven, or bring upon us a painful chastisement."
وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ.
But Allah was not to chastise them while you are in their midst, nor was Allah going to chastise them while they sought His forgiveness.
وَمَا لَهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُمْ يَصُدُّونَ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَمَا كَانُوا أَوْلِيَاءَهُ إِنْ أَوْلِيَاءُهُ المتقون ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
But why should Allah not chastise them now when they are hindering people from the holy mosque, even though they are not its true guardians? For its true guardians are none but the God-fearing, though most of them do not know that.
وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُهُمْ عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءً وَتَصْدِيَةً فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ.
Their prayer at the house is nothing but whistling and hand clapping. Taste, then, the chastisement for your denying the truth.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ
Surely, those who deny the truth spend their wealth to hinder people from the way of Allah. They will continue to so spend until their efforts become a source of intense regret for them, and then they will be vanquished, and then these deniers of the truth will be driven to hell.
لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَيَجْعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَيَرْكُمَهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ
So that Allah may separate the bad from the good, and join together all those who are bad into a pile, one upon another, and cast them into hell. They, it is they, who are the losers.